Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, coming to you from Washington, D.C., United States Senator Catherine Cortez Masto for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Washoe County, your RTC, our community, Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you, University Medical Center of Southern Nevada, compassion, accountability, integrity, respect, the Nevada Mining Association, mining a better future for Nevada, and NV Energy. NV Energy proudly serves Nevada, providing electricity to 2.4 million electric customers.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C., we are delighted to welcome back to the program our senior senator, Catherine Cortez Masto. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you. It's great to see you, Sam.
Thank you. So we're taping this on the 23rd of September. You were involved in a number of votes. Can you share with the public what you're voting on today?
So today we're moving a number of the nominees that the Biden administration has put forth for Department of Defense and State Department. There's seven of them, and it will take two votes each with debate in between. So it's going to be a long day, but they're important positions, and we need to fill those positions.
So this brings up an interesting point, which is that there's a lot of talk about the filibuster, and do we get rid of it? Do we keep it? Where do you stand on this?
Well, let me talk about a couple of things, because the votes we are having today has nothing really to do with the filibuster.
Right.
This is about one senator, in this case, Senator Ted Cruz, just objecting to all of these nominees, even though they came out of committee with bipartisan support, which has required us, instead of unanimous consent, to agree to move them, because even though there's bipartisan support, he's making an objection, so that requires us to go through a longer process to move through them. At the end of the day, when it comes to filibuster, however, I do think that, and I've said this publicly, we need to address and have a talking filibuster, because I think it is crucial. If you're going to object, if you are going to try to stop policy that the American public wants, then under the talking filibuster, that would require you to come to the floor, make your objection, and then make your argument. You can't just, right now, somebody can object to a piece of legislation and then walk back to their office and never be seen or heard from again, or make it from the safety of their office. And really, the American public has no idea why it's not moving forward. I think it is important for that transparency for the American public so they know where the senators stand, what their positions are, and if they're objecting to an important, crucial piece of policy or legislation that American public should know that.
Okay, so it's Mr. Smith goes to Washington, basically, from the old movie with Jimmy Stewart.
Well, that's what people understand. Yeah, so thank you, because most people don't understand what filibuster means. And really, it comes down to this. It is a procedural move and motion that we have to, there's policies and procedural motions that we have to take to move pieces of legislation. Right now, under the Senate rules, to move a general piece of legislation, you need 60 votes. And in that case, here, because it's a 50-50 Senate, it requires both bipartisan support on that. And traditionally, that's usually the case. Right now, though, if you're objecting to something, you don't have to do what we have seen in the movies, right, with Jimmy Stewart, come to the floor and object and hold the floor. Right now, that's not the case. And so what really to address the issue of the filibuster and continue to move legislation, the talking filibuster, what I suggest is that, all right, if you want to stop it or slow it down, then come to the floor and make your case, like Jimmy Stewart did, and say, this is why I'm objecting, so the American public knows what's going on.
Senator Reid was upset at the speed with which judges were being appointed during the Obama administration and suspended the filibuster for those and to get those through. And then it ended up going all the way up to the Supreme Court level. You know, the problem with that is that the other party is going to be in power at some other point, so you pay the price. So I take it from the way you're speaking that you're in support of maintaining the filibuster the way it is at this point.
No, the talking filibuster is a combination of both, but it still allows you to move forward with legislation. It requires both parties to come in, take their position on a filibuster, on the policy or the decision, but then at the end of the day, we can move it forward with a majority vote. And at the end of the day, that's really, I think, important for the American public to understand when we're talking about legislation that the American public wants. Let me give you an example. The American Rescue Plan that we passed it with a majority vote. And we didn't, unfortunately, get any Republicans here in the Senate to support it. But, Sam, I can tell you, in our state, it was supported by both Republicans and Democrats because it was needed. It was a piece of legislation the American people wanted, they needed the support. And all of our counties, all of our school districts, all of our health districts, every health facility in the state of Nevada, this was bringing in crucial resources to our state. During a time when we're having a healthcare pandemic and our economy is shut down, these are the types of things that we really need to focus on legislation that the American public wants and really work together here. You know, I am a big proponent of working together. I think we should be doing things in a bipartisan way and everybody should work together. But one person should not hold it up for political gain. And if they're going to try to hold it up for political gain, then they should be held accountable for it. And they should have to explain and be transparent to the public why they're doing it.
Okay, if the public is watching the media, they are seeing two sides at odds all the time at each other's throats. Is that the reality of what you deal with every day?
Well, thank you for bringing that up, because unfortunately the media doesn't report on everything that's happening in the Senate. And I can tell you, as the committees that I sit on, and I'm on, five committees right now, there's bipartisan work being done. Every piece of legislation that I start working on, I always look for a colleague on the other side of the aisle to build that bipartisan support. Because I do think that it is important to find that common ground. Really, compromise is part of what we do here when we move through legislation. So there is work being done. And believe it or not, I passed legislation under the previous administration. Under the Trump administration, I was able to work across the aisle with Senator Roy Blunt, Senator Portman, Senator Mikowski, and pass crucial legislation that was needed across the country. In fact, with Senator Mikowski, we passed the Savannah's Act and Not Invisible Act to address the issue of murdered and missing Indigenous and Native women and children. I mean, these are the types of policies that have a big impact in our communities across the country, and we should be working together to address it.
Let me ask you, because I got a whole bunch of phone calls and emails about this in the last couple of days, which is people are in an uproar over what they're seeing with the Haitians who are trying to get into the country and being deported back to Haiti, and some of the videos of the Border Patrol. And the question is, what are you going to do about it?
Well, first of all,
and that's not from me, that's from them.
Oh, I'm getting the same. And, no, listen, and rightfully so. Listen, I get emails and calls from constituents all the time, and I want them to call in. And yes, rightfully so. I'm just as outraged by what we see and are seeing at the border with respect to the treatment of Haitians who are fleeing their country and coming to the United States because they feel that they will be safe here and secure. And it is humane how they are being treated at the border. That's why I have called for Homeland Security to really address what we are seeing there, to give me a plan about how they're going to address what we are seeing with that immigration on the border. Of course, we want border security, and part of the legislation that I've always funded in Congress is making sure we're shoring up our border security. But this is about individuals who are fleeing their country because either there's been a hurricane or they're not safe there, or it's just or their lives are being threatened. And so we do have to have a policy in place. Now, I'll be the first to admit, and I will tell you, we have a broken immigration system, and it is Congress's role to fix it, and I've been working here to try to fix it, but we need bipartisan support. We've got to stop playing politics with it. Right, we can do, let me just say this, though, okay. Sam. We can do both. We can have a humane, orderly process to address immigration in this country and at the same time secure our borders from any terrorist threat or any criminal element. We can do both.
Okay, but
should be working in that way.
Is the way to do it, though, not to do it through comprehensive reform, but to do it piece by piece that makes sense? For example, Nevada needs workers. We need workers desperately, even though we have so many unemployed in Nevada. You talk to businesses, and I know you do, across the state, they can't find employees. Wouldn't it be something that would be beneficial if we would make it a little easier for companies, if they can't hire American workers, to be go afield and find people to work in construction and other areas that need workers?
So I agree with you that we need reform, however the process is, whether it's piece by piece or comprehensive, and we've tried both, and they've both failed because partisan politics gets in the way. And that, to me, is just outrageous because for the very reasons that you've talked about, I go back to Nevada and I talk to our businesses. And I don't care what party you are. If you're a business person or you own a ranch or a farm or you need workers, many of the workers that come to these jobs are immigrant workers with worker visas. And those are the challenges. I've been working with our businesses now to try to make sure we can get those worker visas so we can get those workers into Nevada to continue what they've already been doing. But what I find here in Congress, unfortunately, there's a small group of us that want to work in a bipartisan way to address immigration reform. But when you try to address it at a larger level, people start playing politics with it to use it for political gain instead of trying to do the right thing here.
Okay.
And that's why, at the end of the day, we've got to use whatever tools, whatever opportunity we can to really address immigration reform in this country for the very reasons that you said and so many others. Listen, we're in the middle of a healthcare pandemic. You know who the essential workers are on the front line? They are some of our immigrants. They are dreamers. They are TPS workers. I mean, it's on and on and on. Farm workers have been at the forefront helping us during this pandemic. And so they provide
meatpacking industry.
So they provide incredible contributions, and they add to our economic security and development and growth in this country. So I don't understand why we want to continue to play politics with it.
Okay, no argument with your points. Mm-hmm. But back in the 80s, it was a fight between businesses who wanted to have people working at a lower wage, and against it were the unions who were saying, hey, we don't want people coming in here undercutting our union jobs. Now the unions would be delighted, I'm thinking, to be able to get potential Democratic voters to come across the border. So what's the objection to immigration reform? What's the big objection?
Unfortunately, what I have found is that it continues to be used for political gain by one party or the other to take power over who controls the Senate. And that's really, at the end of the day, unfortunately, what is happening here. Listen, let me just give you an example. We compromised when I first got here under the previous administration. We worked a deal in a bipartisan way to pass a DREAM Act, to put Dreamers on a pathway and some TPS recipients. We did a big compromise. We had Democrats and Republicans. Previous administration said, listen, if you bring me an agreement, I'll pass it. We did. We brought an agreement, and on the cusp of passing it, the administration backed down. The Trump administration backed down and said, no, I don't support it anymore. We don't want you to support it, and went around to the Republicans to get them not to vote and support the comprehensive bill that we had just been working on. So not all of the Republicans supported it, and we couldn't pass it. And that's the type of politics I'm saying gets in the way of really addressing comprehensive reform. Can it be done? Absolutely. We've seen it happen in the Senate in 2013, bipartisan bill to move it forward. And there's an appetite to do the right thing. We've just got to stop playing politics with
it. Can you see it happen within the next 18 months?
That's what I'm working on right now as part of this reconciliation, next piece of legislation.
But you got blown down by the parliamentarian.
There's an opportunity that we have to take to really find a pathway for the very people I just talked about, our Dreamers, TPS workers,
right,
farm workers,
but the parliamentarian got in your way on that.
There's different strategies. There's different proposals we're still putting forward. We haven't given up. And so that's really part of the process we're working through right now. This is an opportunity to do what you just said, pass comprehensive immigration reform or immigration reform for the right reasons that will benefit our communities and these individuals who've been living in our communities. And so it is worth the fight to really kind of bring this, take this opportunity.
All right, let's take a break. Mm-hmm. We'll be back more with Senator Catherine Cortez Masto after this time out.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, Season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with United States Senator Catherine Cortez Masto here in Washington, D.C. You'd like to see a constitutional amendment overturning Citizens United to get big money out of politics. And my question to you is, yes, you want to see big money coming out of politics from corporations, but unions are also huge players in politics and political money. Where do you see this going? Because I don't see the money ever going away. I think it's only going to keep getting bigger.
Yeah, so it's a piece of legislation that we've been working on to really address three things. One of them is to make sure that billionaires can't buy elections, so there's transparency and all around, on both sides of it. Let me give you an example. There's a number of commercials that are being run against me right now in the state of Nevada because I want to give the federal government the ability to negotiate prescription drug prices down for Medicare. I think it should be done. Lower those costs in Medicare. But there are commercials against me saying that I am going to be doing just the opposite and trying to provide misinformation. But you don't know who's doing behind those commercials. But if we were to pass this legislation, the American public would then learn that behind those commercials is actually a super PAC that's affiliated with Mitch McConnell. And so I think there needs to be transparency, and it's on both sides. Democrats and Republicans, I agree with you. It's both sides where we have to bring this transparency and get all of this money out of the politics that we see. But that's one piece of the legislation that
you
I support.
You know that's never going to happen.
Well, we can't give up, though, Sam. And here's the other thing. Part of this legislation also addresses gerrymandering that's been done by both Democrats and Republicans, right? I think we have a democracy that should be that you, as a voter, choose who you want to vote for as an elected, and not the other way around. The elected shouldn't choose their voters. And it's the same with voting rights. I think individuals should be able to vote in a safe and secure manner that feels right for them. And their vote should not be suppressed or taken away. And that's what this voting rights legislation that I support is talking about. And when I get into Nevada and I talk to people about it, I don't care if you're Republican or you're Democrat, what I hear from Nevadans is they agree. And this is the same thing. They're sick of all this money out there. They're sick of a lack of transparency. And they don't want either party playing politics.
But at the same time, every day I get emails from every candidate asking if you can spare a dollar, if you can spare $5, if you can spare $10. Those are not corporate and union donations. Those are people after the people who are the poorest, the people who really shouldn't be being asked for money. But you're going to have to spend, and I know we can't get into politics in general here in the United States Senate studios, but you're going to have to raise tens of millions of dollars in your race, and there's going to be tens of millions of dollars spent on your behalf by all these different groups. You're not going to turn around and tell those people don't spend the money to support you, are you?
Well, let me say a couple of things. One, I agree with you that we have to address Citizens United and take all of this money out of politics.
I didn't say that because my business depends on...
All right, I won't say that, but yes, I do. I do think so. It has to be overturned. I do agree with, I think, a majority of the public that we have to take this money out of politics. Absolutely. I think we all do. But until we do... we have to ensure that we are getting people elected that are going to do what we think is the right thing in our country to address these issues. And one way for me to be able to address this and vote to overturn it or make changes is to get elected. And so the only way I know how to do that is just to be candid with voters and talk with them and be honest with them. And let them make their decision one way or the other, whether they want to support me with their vote or financially.
All right, let's take another break. We'll be back in Washington, D.C. with Senator Masto after this timeout.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Get in on the Tamarack Casino's $175,000 Hidden Treasures Guaranteed Giveaway now through September 30th. Earn entries in the weekly drawings and win big during the two $35,000 grand prize giveaways. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. We're with United States Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. So the evacuation of the United States from Afghanistan. So for so long, we'd read in the newspapers 2,500 troops in Afghanistan, 3,500 troops in Afghanistan. And then, and I'm totally supportive of both what President Biden did and what President Trump was trying to do. If he had been reelected, he would have done the same thing. So it's not a partisan issue of getting out of Afghanistan. But what I was astonished by, and I'm asking if you were as well, was it wasn't 2,500 or 3,500. Or 5,000 or 10,000, it was well over 100,000 people that we evacuated and then left behind hundreds of thousands more. Were you shocked by that number?
Let me say a couple of things. First of all, I just want to thank the men and women who served in Afghanistan over the 20 years, did incredible service to this country and our national security in addressing terrorist activity that we see really in Afghanistan and in that region. I will say this, from the previous administration to the current administration, my request had not changed, which is, what's your plan? What's your execution plan? What's your timing? How do you intend to do this to withdraw from Afghanistan?
Okay, but did you know the number was so
huge?
No,
so let me just say this. This is why. Because we'd been there for 20 years. And to withdraw from Afghanistan without having a plan for execution was a recipe for what we saw. It wasn't going to be easy. And so that was my frustration from the very beginning. And had been calling for, even before when we started, the previous administration and the current administration started talking about a timeline for withdrawal, was asking, all right, then what are we going to do to not only evacuate our Americans that are there, but our allies, the translators, the people that were risking their lives to save our lives and our national security here? What are we doing to evacuate? And never got an answer. Believe me, I was in the briefings regularly, classified briefings. I was asking these questions and never received it. So, yes, like the American public, when we saw what was happening there playing out in real life, that's why I wanted the planning, for the very reasons that you saw, what you've seen. So, yes, our priority still is get Americans out. And we should be also evacuating our allies that risk their lives, that our lives still are in danger because they helped us. But a priority for all of this is our national security and making sure we're addressing terrorism in the region as well.
And that's where we have to leave it. You know, you're always welcome on this program. Thank you so much for being here on what I know is an incredibly busy day.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate it. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts. And now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenneth, Dad? Are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
More coverage from Washington, D.C. on Nevada Newsmakers on our next broadcast. We'll see you then.